Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
First though today, does the smell of weed around Dublin City Centre or Galway or Cork or Limerick or any town in Ireland, does it bother you? Today FM broadcaster Shelley Gray was talking about this on Breakfast earlier.
I think it's something that just has gotten significantly worse this year alone. As you say, that now omnipresent odour of weed. And I think it was just on Sunday that I really noticed it, how bad it has gotten. So I finished up my own show there at about 4 p.m. It was All Ireland Day, gorgeous sunny day. Strolled over to Grafton Street to get a few bits. And the smell of weed, it was just everywhere. I came out of Holland & Barrett, the health food shop. And right in front of me, there were like three lads having a great time watching the busker, just openly smoking joints and just blowing it straight into my face. And I kind of brushed it off. I was like, yeah, whatever, it's a once off. But then I was walking down Clarendon Street and the same thing, a group of lads come up to me, one of them just openly smoking a joint. It's just everywhere. And I think, you know, maybe going back a year or two, you'd always smell it, but you might smell it down a little lane or something. It was kind of hidden. But now people just don't care. Jonathan was saying earlier, it's like a two fingers up to the law. Like they just have no respect for the law, but also no respect, more importantly, for fellow citizens and even tourists as well.
Yeah, she's right. Like it's poignant around Dublin city centre on a daily basis. And I've really noticed it actually since COVID. Like you just get the smell of weed absolutely everywhere. Brian is with us on the line in Meath. Brian, does it bother you?
It certainly does. Andrea, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, just think we live in a small little housing estate and it's grand. Everyone gets on fine. But either side of us, there's young lads live with their parents and there's someone else living, and they all smoke weed. I know nothing about it. I don't drink or smoke, but the smell of it, it seems to be getting worse. But we're at a stage now, we can't leave our back windows open. Because we left our bedroom window open there a few months ago and the bedroom just stunk of weed now. Do you know what I mean? It's disgusting, you know. But I was listening to the breakfast show this morning and it just reinforced that. I mean, you can just come out of a spa and someone is standing there smoking it. It just seems to be, it's just become the norm now. And we went to the Tom Jones concert. Myself, my wife and my daughter, she's 17. And we stayed for Chic, who was supporting Tom Jones.
Yeah, I was there. It was Jones a great place.
You were great, yeah. But as soon as Tom Jones came on, my tolerance level now is just, we just left because
of it.
It's just people, because of it, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The stink of it was just, it was partly because of it now, to be honest, you know what I mean? But it's just, I have my 17-year-old daughter, and I mean, she's great. She's a rocket sense, but you'll be a little bit overprotective. But I just think it's rotten that people are just, like just people in front of us, beside us, behind us, all smoking weed. Do you know what I mean? And they've no regard for anyone else. Absolutely no regard for anyone else. Just blowing the smoke in your face. And it's just, I just don't get it. I mean, there should be kind of a duty of care for adults. If you're an adult and you smoke weed and you're just blowing in front of teenagers' faces and stuff, I just think that's wrong. Maybe I'm old school, but I just don't get it.
Yeah. Would the smell of cigarettes, tobacco in general, would that bother you in the same way, Brian?
No, not really. I think people are quite disciplined now in relation to cigarettes. They smoke outside pubs and you don't get it in restaurants and stuff. Where I'm 56, so I went through all that phase of smoking on airport, the people smoking on planes and stuff. That wouldn't really bother me, but I just think, I'm talking to some of the lads and work here in construction, and it's whatever people are smoking, I've no idea. I'm totally ignorant, Andrea, completely ignorant on what they're smoking. But it seems to be coming more pungent anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But maybe, I think more people are just smoking. I see kids on the corner smoking, and I know they're smoking hash. You can see them smoking joints. Do you know what I mean? And it has to, like I'm driving for years, but I'm actually nervous on the M50. I could be on the M56 quarter past six in the morning, and people are weaving in and out, no indication. It's horrendous, and it has to be. And part of what's happening, obviously, there's no guard of presence. That doesn't help. People seem to be able to drive whatever way they want, but I don't know what the statistics are, but people have to be taking drugs or smoking weed and then jumping into a car because it's become the norm. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't know. That's my impression of it on the M50 from what I see. Do you know what I mean?
And I know they're doing more the drug testing, all right, in the same way as they're doing the drink driving checkpoints too. But no, it's certainly a point, Brian. I'm sure many people will agree with you on that. Stay with us. Nina's on the line. Nina, do you think we're overreacting about this?
Hey, Andrea.
How are you?
Well, I mean, I think it's definitely, as your other caller there was saying, I think it's much stronger and you notice it more. But like, I'm living in Dublin city centre 20 odd years and it's always been there. I mean, it's possibly more prevalent. I think it's just part of the way society with the younger generation, they're just chasing highs more and more now, even if that's kind of really disregarding any laws. But I mean, I think it's as well, it's kind of homogenization of cities. Dublin is much like any other city. There's a kind of an olfactory architecture that you'll find anywhere. So as you're going around, if you had your eyes closed, I think the scent signalling would be exactly the same as anywhere else. So at this point, it doesn't bother me. It's just something that you would notice.
I suppose many other cities, though, it's legal to smoke cannabis, like where they've legalized it, and I just wonder, because of travel and as you say, movement of people, is it just now, you know, the general society just view it as much more acceptable now to just smoke hash in the streets?
It's perfectly acceptable. I don't think anybody bats an eyelid. It's just there, and it's just the smell of the city now. That's the way it goes, and I don't think that the Garda would pull people over necessarily. Everybody's openly smoking, but I mean, it's associated with kind of people being quite chill and calm, and their heightened senses, I think, that it doesn't really lend itself to the kind of violence that we see with, say, the under-18s that are going around in gangs and doing crazy stuff around the city at the moment. It's a separate situation, but I think there's just, in general, the population that are looking for more and more edgy experiences, and whether this is just very day-to-day smoking weed, it's just part of life, you know. We have to accept that this is people's realities, and a significant proportion of people walking around town could be stoned, you know. We've got to take this on board. I think it's the way it is.
Yeah. Do you agree with that, Marie? We just need to accept, like, more people are smoking hash at home anyway, so why not just smoke it out in the street?
Yeah, well, it's obvious that, you know, if we... And no criticism of your previous speaker, but if you say that's the way it is, we're kind of thrown in the towel. And the problem we have is that really young people need us more than ever to be an intervention for them. I mean, I ride a motorbike as well, even at this late stage. And absolutely, it is treacherous on the road at the moment. You can see the difference in driving. And we've noted that so many people are smoking. I mean, I deal with people all the time in the area of drug use and addiction. And in the beginning, most people will deny that they have a problem with it. But when you really dig deep, you find out that there's other reasons behind their drug use. Just a lot of dissatisfaction and things going on. But it still can't be an excuse to use drugs for escapism. And so it's kind of taking responsibility, because there are a lot of, I mean, there are thousands and thousands of people in Ireland in recovery. And they're walking around in these areas as well, trying to stay off drugs because it's life-threatening for them. And, you know, we've leaned more towards kind of ignoring that many people are using something, as against all the people who really don't want to be doing it, who want to be safe on the roads. And, you know, I mean, the problem we have as humans is that we abide within a certain radius of laws. Like, for instance, if it's 80 kilometres an hour on the road, we kind of stick to that. If it's 120, we'll go up to that. So if you change the laws and open it up, we'll go up to that. So you have
everybody
to have,
allow themselves a little grace.
Yeah, we're just humans. We're full of lots of little faults.
Okay. But does the smell, you know, was it seems to be the kind of general consensus that it is more prevalent now than it was a number of years ago. Does it bother you, or do you think we just get on with it?
Does it bother me?
Yeah.
Oh, personally, I find it's devastating to see, because I see a lot of families who are completely torn apart from drug use, and that includes cannabis. Cannabis affects the brain. It's like if somebody says, well, it doesn't bother me, you know, it doesn't have any effect on me. Well, if it didn't, you wouldn't be using it. So it has to be having an effect, which means it's changing the way you think and you feel. And so other people have to work with that and live with that. And that's not working out in Ireland at the moment. We have a horrendous drug problem. And the other thing is when very young people get involved in something that has been sold as being a simple drug, which it by no means is, they end up experimenting with other drugs. So people say, oh, well, I don't want them using heroin. Well, if you don't want them using heroin, take cannabis out.
It's a gateway argument. I know many disagree with that, but no, you obviously work in this area, Marie.
All over the world. I've worked in Australia. I've looked at all the...
Right.
Looked everywhere where it was grown. I was in the favelas in Rio, worked there with police and that. And to be honest, they would all say the same thing. You know, if young people are to thrive when their brains are developing, smoking or using any drug really affects that growth. But it also affects adults and their behaviour, and they have a responsibility that's for themselves and towards others.
Text from a listener who just makes the point, no, I don't think it's okay at all, and I actually live in an apartment complex. I can smell weed on the balcony every single evening. Clement is on the line in Port Leash. I believe you're just back from Vancouver.
Yeah, and what I saw there would put the hair standing on the back of your neck. And they've allowed open use of fentanyl and crack cocaine. And there's streets and streets in these tastings in Vancouver lined with hundreds. I'm not exaggerating, Andrea. It's just unbelievable. And the sight and the smell of it will not leave me. Walking Dead.
Is this Clemens?
No, just walking dead. These are people, and you look at them, and they're dead, and their eyes are dead. They're hurled over, they're bent at 90 degrees. Absolute human misery. Do you know, and I'm saying, oh my God, it's just, you know, are we on a slippery slope? You know, you allow one thing and you allow the next thing. People should listen to that last lady that was talking. She knows what she's talking about. I haven't a clue. You know, but what I saw was horrendous, and I'm looking at these victims or these junkies. I don't like to be disrespectful to any people, but they're somebody's sons, daughters, you know, brothers and sisters, and they're out of it. They're dead. They might as well be dead. And the smell of, you know, it smelled like a pig farm. And I worked in pig farms for years, and it's just stunk. You know,
and that's a constant
human condition. It's
constant sort of veil, is it? The smell, the.
Yeah, and then you have people that curled up, and they say, that person is going to be dead in a couple of hours. And you're going, yeah, a few of them die every day, and it's just. You know, and I think that's fentanyl, I think, is a principal one in crack cocaine.
Well, they did in Ottawa in parts. They decriminalised small amounts of hard drugs, didn't they?
Well, for example, if you're
going to... Fentanyl and heroin, as you mentioned.
Yeah, fentanyl, heroin, and they're using that in crack cocaine. They're using it openly. And yet, my son, if he smokes a cigarette in the balcony of his apartment, he could get fined. So, you know... What happened in Ireland, we say, back in 2003, and we got rid of the cigarettes out of the pubs and the restaurants. We thought, no, this will never catch on, and the police wouldn't be able to do it. But guess who policed it? The people policed it, you know. And back then, I was a smoker. I stopped smoking, you know. And it became socially unacceptable. It's socially unacceptable. Somebody's walking down the street, and they're in a public place. You don't deserve to be wafting in the smell of your flipping... marijuana. The last lady said it's harmful on developing brains.
Well, I was listening to...
She studied it.
Yeah, Shelley made the point earlier...
Listen to people like that.
Shelley made the point a little earlier too, like, you know, just suggesting, I suppose, should there be areas, like specific, you know, parts or parks or places you can go to where you can smoke it? I mean, that goes back to the argument around legalising small amounts of... personal possession again.
Designated smoking area, like they're, you know, designated where you can go.
Designated weed park.
But this crack, if you just light up or spark up wherever you like, and the guards are turning a blind eye because they're not tooled up and they're not resourced, unless you say to them, listen, no, find somebody smoking a joint, give them 10 cracks of the baton across the back of the head, and you'll soon sort them out. You know, you're just sick to the teeth, you know, bending over backwards to people who want to flaunt the law and want to flaunt, you know, blow their smoke into the other caller's face. That's not good enough. And, you know, arresting them and progressing them, it costs us all money. You say the guards, listen, you find somebody there just blacking their two knees with a bat, and they'll think, you might think twice before they'll do it again.
Yeah, well,
because it is harmful. There's no such thing
that,
as...
No, but yeah, I know. Look, I take your point around police and all right. Daniel, that's the point that you wanted to make, isn't it? You think it just sort of speaks to a lack of policing and enforcement. Is Daniel with us? Have we got Daniel?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Hello. Hi. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious that there's zero enforcement. I mean, I've been listening to the other callers and the Gardaí, you know, to just look the other way. It's just too much hassle. They can't be bothered getting involved in that. And obviously, there's a message coming down from the top. And who's at the top? It's the Minister for Justice and it's the Police Commissioner. You know, that's at the top. And the message is coming down through the ranks of the Gardaí, not to bother with that. And I mean, as previous two listeners, I've heard here commenting. I mean, marijuana now has been bred to be a very much stronger. It's not like a little bit of harmless grass like it had smoked in 1968. It's now a very, very powerful drug, and it's brain damaging. And like 1 in 10 people get seriously hooked on marijuana who try it. And I know myself of one family of 3-4 sons, and 3 of them are dead now. They're in the grave, dead, mainly from marijuana use. And it's absolutely dreadful what goes on. And I myself, even I fired guys off job sites because of drugs. You could not have them on. It would be dangerous to the other people to work with it.
Having them working with other people.
You couldn't. I mean, imagine you know that somebody's on drugs and you allow them to work with other people on a building site, on a, you know, construction site or whatever. You cannot do that. You have to fire them immediately.
Yeah, the impact of that, Ash, look, I can imagine just from a safety perspective and for other colleagues as well, no question about it, Daniel. Finally, Marie, to Clement and Daniel's point, is it about enforcement? Is that something you think needs to get stricter?
About all of the gentleman that was in Vancouver, all that, that's the lower end of where it heads in the end. But we're already at that. We have the equivalent of what happened in the favelas where things disimproved. We're really on the same planet as that. And I think, yes, enforcement definitely comes into it as well. But in a way where you intervene like Sweden did years ago, and they could then direct people into services and see what was going on behind the drug use. Because a lot, what it is indicative of is a lot of people are not very happy in themselves. But I will give your listeners a challenge. Anyone out there who's using or, you know, smoking and says they don't have a problem with it, just test it out and see, can you stay off it for 4 months? See how you get on with that. And if you don't...
That's the test, is it?
Yeah, it's a test. Do it. Just, you know, nobody's judging you. They can't see you. So just have a go. Whatever you're using, see if you can stay off it for 4 months. No problem. Find other activities.
Right.
And they'll find out quick enough if they've developed a problem with it.
Right.
But I think the other thing about having an area where you can use, it sounds reasonable, but actually it doesn't work.
No one's going to see. Who's going to enforce that?
Well, no one will enforce it for a start. It'll become a drug selling base, and also... you can't do half measures with drug use. As many as I deal with, I can't do half measures. I can't say to them, you can smoke a joint on a Saturday night because they won't handle it. They'll go for 10. So, you know, it really is an all or nothing. You either do it or you don't.
It's a fascinating insight, Marie, from your experience. Marie Byrne there with us in County Meath today. Listener says, I live in Dublin 12 and my kids hate the smell of weed in their bedrooms. We should be able to enjoy our home and garden without having to put up with this. We're paying a big enough mortgage. Liam in Navan makes the point that New York is just polluted, apparently, with weed. Cannabis smells horrible. Now it's getting as bad in Dublin and it's in most major towns. It is the norm and I hate the smell of it. I'm not a smoker. I've never dabbled in it at all, or cannabis. But yeah, just making the point, it's clearly, obviously, it's not just in Ireland. Look, keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106. Does the smell of weed around our towns and cities, is it a problem? Has it got out of control, or does it even bother you at all?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.